This is a story that we've talked about in the past. In fact, we've covered it quite extensively because it's one I think is really important. It's how online sextortion schemes are on the rise, and they're being used increasingly by organized crime groups to target vulnerable teenage boys for profit. The tactic is simple. They pose as a teenager, convince the target to share explicit photos of themselves, and then blackmail them, saying either pay up or your whole social network will see the images that you've just shared. It can unfold in a matter of minutes and with sometimes unthinkably tragic consequences. Earlier this year, I spoke with Manitoba father Derek Lintz about the suicide of his 17-year-old son, Daniel, just hours after getting caught up in one of these sextortion schemes.
He received a message from somebody, you know, claiming to be a young woman. They ended up sending explicit pictures, and within minutes, he was being extorted. And, you know, 3 hours after that, he had died.
That's just how quick it was. And this was, you know, as the saying goes, this was a small, perfectly normal small town guy, this teenager. Our Global News colleague, Dalex Flexhog, has taken a real close look at the scope and scale of this problem, talking to experts, joining up with police to go behind the scenes to see what's being done to combat the problem. Her report will air on Global's New Reality on Saturday, but she's here to give us a preview tonight. Dalex, thank you so much.
Good to be here. Thanks, Ben.
This is a problem I think we've all been well aware of for many years, specifically around the Amanda Todd case, and I think this had a lot of publicity. But you've really looked into the changing dynamics of online sextortion and a new target group that's been talked about but is still being warned about these days by authorities.
Thanks for having me. This topic is difficult. It's disturbing. I know you've been talking about it. We've seen these cases. I just wanted to dig deeper into what this looks like and really, we talk about it, but how do you fix it? So I reached out to Calgary Police and said, where do I start? And they gave us some rare access into the ICE team, which we can talk more about. But yes, the targeted group that they're seeing 90% of the time is teen boys aged 14 to 17 being targeted by these sextortion groups.
And it's about money, right? This is about money?
Yes. So sextortion, online blackmail through various digital platforms. And when it comes to criminals targeting teen boys, they are organized crime groups out of Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Southeast Asia. And their goal is to pretend to be a girl, communicate with them, and then get sexually explicit photos or video. And then once these criminals get their hands on a video or photo, they then turn it around and say, we are going to share this video with all of your friends and family and make it public unless you give us money. And it happens instantly. The second that video is sent, these criminals are saying, okay, now give me $500 or else. And sometimes these children, who often you think about teenagers, they don't have money around. Sometimes they're taking it from their parents or other means. Sometimes they pay and sometimes they don't. And we have talked to a few mothers in this case, and it's alarming the impact it has on these kids after this happens to them.
Yeah, because they are a vulnerable group. But that, I mean, boys and girls are vulnerable at that age. But in this case, preying on that vulnerability, really, I mean, we were talking about this earlier. We spoke with the parents of Daniel Lintz earlier on the show this year, but he sadly took his own life. But within hours, it was ratcheted up so quick. You know, he thought he was chatting with someone his own age, and within minutes, he realized he wasn't, and it all went spiraled from there. It's an awful, awful, awful kind of crime.
It is. We did speak with a child psychologist who specializes in sextortion. She's out of Miami, and she really honed in on the fact that if there's stigma around this, there's a lot of victim blaming. Well, why did you send these in the first place? But it happens so quickly, and they prey on that, and it has impact. The one mother we spoke to, her son was 15 years old at the time of being sextorted. This happened within 15 minutes. He ended up sending a sexually explicit video. He ended up telling his mom right away, which was a good thing to do. And she said, told him to block this person who was trying to extort him for $500. He was threatening to ruin his life, but that didn't work. They blocked him, and the images went out, and she says that he lost his girlfriend, he lost his friends, and they've gone through a lot of counseling. But you can imagine, if you're a teenager, it would feel like the end of the world in some sense, and the embarrassment that comes with it.
Absolutely. So you got a chance to go behind the scenes to find out what police are obviously acutely aware that this is happening, and you got a chance to get access to the Southern Alberta Internet Child Exploitation Unit. What did you see? What did you find?
The Southern Alberta Internet Child Exploitation Unit, or ICE for short, has been working with the FBI, and they focus on these types of cases. So this is rare. We got a chance to go on an arrest with them of a suspect who was allegedly in doing some of these crimes involving accessing and distributing child pornography. The rare thing about ICE is that they have a really high-tech tool. It's a mobile forensic lab. They call it MURTL, and MURTL stands for Mobile Evidence Recovery Technology Lab. It's like a truck, basically. They take it to the scene of a suspect's home on an arrest, and MURTL allows ICE to search and seize electronic evidence and examine them right away. So computer towers, phones, USB drives, even broken phones. So in normal cases, you would send all of those devices away to a lab, and it could take several months to process and determine whether or not there are any offenses on these devices. Well, this is done right on scene with this MURTL device. The ICE team says it's just been a game changer because trying to keep up with all of the cases they're dealing with right now, they say it feels like shoveling water. So they have access to this high-tech tool that helps determine some of this stuff a lot quicker. It was certainly eye-opening. It was an early morning arrest we went on, and just to see the incredible work that they do involving these cases was remarkable.
And I imagine that there's the element of surprise here, right? It's so easy to change accounts. It's so easy to destroy evidence for networks to shut down if one is compromised. In this case, they still maintain that element of surprise because they can access the network that much faster.
There is a challenge, though, because in Canada, you don't have to, a suspect does not have to give away a phone passcode, for
Right.
example. So then ICE has to use other means to try and get that phone open or get the suspect to comply. So watching that unfold was pretty impressive. And just to give you a number, when it comes to sextortion in Canada, we talked to cybertip.ca. The numbers being reported to them are growing rapidly as well. So the first 6 months of 2022, the number of reports going into CyberTip went up 150%.
And just a fraction are actually reported, as far as we know. And I guess, having spoken to some of the same people, one of their big goals is to try to get social media platforms to do more here. I mean, it's one thing to try to police it, but as you mentioned, it's like shoveling water. There's so much of it that really what these organizations would like to do is educate people to be more aware of it, but also to get the social media companies to do more to prevent it.
Social media companies, government, there is work being done. I know Canada has looked into coming up with some sort of legislation, but it has been widely criticized. The teams we spoke to, I'm trying to find the actual line, but they're trying to say, Canada should be adopting the same types of things as Australia because they say that country is really ahead of the game when it comes to these laws. So they enacted legislation. It compels companies to provide information on the steps that they're taking to combat sexual exploitation. So they also created an agency with the power to pressure companies to remove any content that might be disturbing. So those are some of the steps that are being taken, but certainly with the ICE team, they say they're working with international agencies. They know they're just dipping a toe in an ocean, but every single step or kid that they can help, I mean, they certainly do, but you can imagine the overwhelming feelings they feel knowing that there are just thousands upon thousands of cases out there at any given time.
Well, Dallas, I look forward to seeing the report. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.